Has been for what,
39 years this year, okay. And we're the oldest country music fan club that's stayed with the same fan club president all these years. And yeah. We're very proud of that.
And she used to take up the tickets and put up posters in town and
out of town.
Hunt up whoever was supposed to go on next and just whatever was needed to be done. She was there to help them. And we're real glad to have you out here with us, Gene.
Thank you, thank you. And I hope you all enjoy my voice tonight and give them a big hand. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to stay.
All right, and Claire Parker is here. And Claire was the disc jockey and engineer and did just about a little of everything.
Right. Well, I did a lot of the MC work, Wayne, and did the taping of the program for the radio and did comedy work. And, well, just like you say, just a general flunky, I guess, would be about as good as you could name it. Have a friend here tonight. He's out in the audience, Johnny Bond. He was one of the band members. And Caton Roberts, he played on it, too. And, of course, we had Jim and Jesse down and the Stanley Brothers. And, oh, I could go on and name a lot of the Nashville stars that came down, the Carlisles and Grandpa Jones and Gene Shepherd. And, oh, I could just go on. But anyhow, we had some great times at the old Jamboree. Yeah. We really did.
And also, this show was taped. I understand y'all taped the show and sent out a 30-minute program to stations all over the Southeast. And
right.
People used to come from all over the country here just
right.
to hear the show, didn't they?
Right, they did. We had it in the school auditorium, and then we'd move to one of the back of warehouses. And then whenever they have the back of season, we'd move it back to the auditorium yeah. or out to the Coliseum. We always had some pretty good crowds. And we might would have had more, but we charged so much.
Oh,
we charged 50 cents. And, of course, you could buy popcorn and cold drinks and all of that. We just had some great time with some great artists and local talent that, well, there's some still around, but a lot of them are not around anymore, Wayne.
Well, I understand that you had a little tangle with a piano one time.
Yes. I wish Aubrey Fowler could have been here. He would appreciate this. Mr. Fowler was one of the help founders of the Jamboree, but one time we had to move out to one of the warehouses to have the program that night, and me and the manager, the owner of the radio station, we loaded the studio piano on the back of a pickup truck, and we started out to the warehouse with it. And you know where two streets meet, the rounded part of the streets meet, well, it's like this. And so I made that turn and the piano didn't. It landed over in a man's yard, and as I saw it going, I said, oh, Lord. And we went back, and the soundboard was here, and the legs were over here, and we just threw it up in the back of the truck and carried it on out and leaned the soundboard up against a post. Well, Mr. Fowler, who is a pretty good musician, he came along and knocked the dirt out of the keys and clink, clink, and he said, hey, that sounds pretty good. So we ran up to the hardware store, bought some screws, put the thing back together, and used it in the show that night.
Well, I guess y'all just had to make do with whatever you had,
didn't
you?
That's right. That's right, Wayne. That's right.
Well, it was a very big event, and it laid the groundwork for a lot of things that came along later, and we just wanted to bring these people out here and honor them tonight and let you folks know how it all got started. And we just wanted to say thank you to you for all the work that y'all did so many years ago, and we appreciate it.
One other thing, Wayne. When they first started the Florida Folk Festival here, Cousin Thelma Bolton was heading it up, and for the first 2 or 3 years, well, the Suwannee River Jamboree Gang was a part of the old folk festival here at White Springs.
So the two are interlocked together, and so we're very happy to have them out here. Gene, come up here where they can get another good look at you, and president of the Jim and Jesse Fan Club, and we're glad to have you all the way from Tallahassee tonight.
Thank you, thank you. And can I make one little commercial besides Jim and Jesse? That's the only song I know how to sing is the praises of Jim and Jesse, and I really do sing them. But if you're over in Tallahassee, please come by Governor Square Mall and come in Sears Department Store and visit me in the lingerie department. I'd love to see you.
Let's give them a big hand. Thanks for coming out. Well, this next fellow that we've got up here is a fellow I've been knowing for many years, and used to have the pleasure once in a while I'd get to play fiddle with him sometimes. And he's making some pretty big waves these days in the bluegrass circles. And this is Mark Johnson and Clawgrass, and we're going to have them out here in just a second. He is a Pine Castle recording artist, and he's going to be having a new CD out this fall. And he had one out called Clawgrass, and that's with the Rice Brothers. And then he's got a newer one out now, don't you? Called Bridging the Gap. And what that means is that he's bridging the gap between the clawhammer style and the regular five-string scrug style banjo. I asked him what made him want to play a banjo, because I've been hearing a lot of banjo jokes this weekend, and some of them are pretty good, you know. Like, why do most people just hate a banjo picker right off? The answer is it saves time in the long run.
But anyway, the brunt of these jokes.
He saw the movie Deliverance and saw that kid in Deliverance playing a banjo. And
my hero.
And that's what inspired him to pick that thing up. And then he managed to get up with a fellow that was teaching banjo by the name of Jay Unger up in New York. And many of you may have heard of Jay Unger. Yeah, Shokin' Farewell and all that. And then when he got down to Florida, he got up with those Rice Boys, Tony and those guys, and all those fine musicians, and one of them's which is right here on the stage with us tonight. And we're very proud to have him here. He was on the March cover of Bluegrass Unlimited. I don't know if he made the centerfold or not, but he was on the cover. So if you would, let's have a big round of applause. Mark Johnson and Clawgrass.
Thanks, everybody. Boy, is it great to be here at the Florida Folk Festival. And thanks for coming out. What a crowd tonight. Could it get any hotter, I think? We've been wiping sweat off our foreheads back here for about an hour now. We're going to do a little sound check just to make sure our bass player can hear our monitors here, and we're going to fire right off. I got a banjo. How about you guys?
Test, check, 1, 2.
Ooh, vocals are hot.
Check. I believe I can hear myself sing tonight.
Check.
I do need a little bit more mandolin.
A little more guitar too, please.
Hey, you bass player, be quiet back there.
Let's try the bass one time.
Can you hear it up in the back? Can you hear the banjo? Can you hear the guitar?
See what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. I met Alan in rehab. Can you hear the mandolin?
No, because I'm not playing.
All right, perfect. All right.
I still believe I could use a little bit more.
A little bit of mandolin, please.
It's only a Gibson now.
It's only a Gibson.
Gotta turn them up a little bit.
Guitar, a little please in the monitor.
All right, I guess we're ready to go. We're gonna do an old tune here called John Henry. We get a little light up here too, it'll work good too.
You asked way too much.
Way too much. 1, 2, 3.
need more guitar and more mandolin. That's what we need turned up a little bit. And everybody in the back, way back there here.
And what are you missing? What are you
not missing?
Well, folks, that was the John Henry. We're going to take another tune here. Called, it's an old Bill Emerson tune called Welcome to New York. How many people are here from the state of New York? New York. That one person out there, New York State, the only state in the first defense in the line against Canada. Well, this one's for you. Do it. One, two, three, four. They're bailing out.
How about this Florida weather we're having? A beautiful day or what? No rain, no wind. We need a breeze. Huh? They want lights. Let the people speak.
I think they'd take rain over anything at this point, Alan.
Guys, I think they want lights on. Now, I heard somebody say, oh, it's them. Turn them back off.
Clawgrass. We'll get in your face. This next tune here is a tune that when I first met the Rice family, they encouraged me to do an album. It was originally going to be something that was going to be Christmas cassettes for the Rice family and the Johnson family. And after we laid a few tracks down, Tony and Larry basically said, hey, you got something on your hands here. You got to give this thing a shot. It's a tune that Larry wrote. It's a tune called Dream Your Life Away. It's on the first CD, Mark Johnson with the Rice Brothers and Friends, Clawgrass. And it's one of the first tunes I ever played with Larry when I first came to Crystal River, Florida. And it's kind of special to me, and that's why we recorded it. And having Larry Rice up here tonight is kind of special to me, too, as well as having Alan Shad. I'm going to do some introductions here while I'm waiting. Alan Shad is my guitar player and good friend, not a stranger to this festival or to this part of the state. He is the 1997 Winfield, Kansas National Flat Picking Champion. Let's have a big hand for Alan Shad.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Just, we met in rehab.
Just pay me, okay?
And down on the end is a blood brother friend of mine, Larry Rice on the mandolin. That man needs no introduction, so a big hand. Please put your hands together for Larry Rice.
It's kind of a mellow tune I wrote, and it's actually only got one verse, so I sing the same verse twice, or maybe even three times. I never could come up with a second verse. It's it's actually just a novelty tune, like a ballad. And it's called Dream Your Life Away, and Mark recorded this on his first CD. It turned out quite well. Goes like this.
Away, Larry Rice.
Thank you.
right, Mr. Bass Player, you can go back now and have a drink of water. We're going to do some duets here, Alan, Chad, and myself. This is one of my favorite ways of playing the banjo, playing with a guitar, is in duet form here. And Alan and I have trying to take it to new levels. So you be the judge. This next tune here is a tune off the new CD. It's a tune I wrote for another Florida son, a guy named Gabriel Valla, out of Gainesville, Florida, a real strong guitar player. And it's called Gabriel's Trial. This humidity is tearing our instruments up, folks. Please bear with us. Thanks, folks. Epic, huh? All right. right, this next tune's an old fiddle tune we're going to do. It's called Fork a Deer. One of my favorites, actually. It was recorded on the first CD that I did. Tony Rice and I did the duet, actually. But I found another good guitar player, too, here that can do as equally as good, I think. It's a matter of taste at that point. The guitar player is tuning, and he makes jokes about banjos. Are you ready, Maestro? One, two, three, four. Wrong count.
Are you ready,
Maestro? Here we go. One, two, three. My hand hurts. We're going to bring Larry back out again and win, and we're going to set up and do another tune here called Kayla Ann. This is on my new CD. It's about my daughter. My daughter rides horses. My daughter presented me for my birthday the other night. I turned 43 with a Presidential Academic Fitness Award. That's the best present a dad could get. I'm writing a song for the kid. She didn't get the IQ from me. I'm the banjo player. Isn't that how the joke goes?
Let's have a nice hand for Wynn Osborne back on the bass. Yeah. Alan Shad on guitar. Mark Johnson on the banjo. My name's Larry Rice.
Larry Rice on the mandolin. Wynn's got an ankle bracelet on his arm. just tattling on you, Wynn. That's all. Just giving you a hard time. Okay, this here goes. Kayla Ann. One, two, three. Thank you.
All right, turn the lamp on, see? All right, we're going to send Larry back to get another guitar. Another one that he wrote. It's probably one of the ones that Larry's most known for. It's a tune he wrote called Leave Your Lamp on Sadie. I don't know who Sadie was. I've never met Sadie before. If y'all want to know about that, you can talk about you can talk to Larry about that later.
Here's a tune that I recorded with my brothers, three of them, Tony, Ronnie, and Wyatt. And we call ourselves the Rice Brothers. And yeah, this is a tune I wrote that went on that Rounder album, the first one we did. It's called Leave the Lamp on Sadie or Keep the Lamp on Sadie. And Sadie was a,
Wait a minute. Huh? You wrote this, right?
Yeah.
Who's Sadie, Larry?
I don't know.
Let everybody know who Sadie is.
Sadie was a little...
Little Sadie.
First grade girlfriend of mine, and I wrote this tune. I don't know if it was about that or not, but this is the way it turned out. It's called Keep the Lamp on Sadie.
One, two, three.
Keep the lamp on Sadie, let it shine, leave it on. So I can see. Keep the lamp on Sadie, let it shine, so I can find my way from the fields back to you. I know we need to talk things over. I know things haven't gone so good. So keep the lamp on Sadie, let it shine, so I can find my way back home to you. Uncle in St. Louis who just might help us get over this dry spell we have now. We can have a couple of things we had no need for, and that will help us get our feet back on the ground. But if you leave me, I don't think that I can manage. So Sadie, keep the lamp on if you can. Keep the lamp on, Sadie, let it shine, so I can find my way back home for you. We have now, and we can sell a couple of things we have no need for, and that will help us get our feet back on the ground. But if you leave me, I don't think I can manage. So Sadie, keep the lamp on if you can. And keep the lamp on, Sadie, let it shine, so I can find my way back home.
Well, all right. We had some dancers over here. We got a dance tune coming up called Soldier's Joy in Key D. If they can join us.
We want to tell everybody after the show, we've got some CDs and tapes for sale up here underneath the tent with some lights. What are you laughing at, Mark?
Yeah, we need to sell them.
Yeah, we do. We need gas money. We got T-shirts, all kind of cool stuff.
We're bluegrass musicians. We're clawgrass musicians.
I think all of us up here have our own little projects up there. And so... y'all come up there and see us after the show.
I got some CDs for sale out of the trunk of my car.
There you go, Larry.
All right, this next tune is Soldier's Joy. We're going to have Larry Rice kick it off. Rice. Alan Chad. Joy. All right, folks, I'm going to bring another guest out right now. These guys going back for a cigarette, a one-song cigarette. I'm going to introduce a native daughter down here. Does anybody out here ever heard of a fiddler or a clawhammer player by the name of Tammy Murray? The lovely Tammy Murray. We've been friends for years, and I had the honor of asking her to come in and work with us with the Rice Brothers on that first CD. And we did some old-timey tunes down there. Hi, Tammy. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
You look lovely tonight.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again.
Good to be here.
I did not meet Tammy in rehab. Well, we're going to do a tune here that we did on the first CD called Mississippi Sawyer. Are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready. Pork and beans.
Pork and beans.
Hey, open the can. There they am.
All right. Spam. Prime rim at a can. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.
Tammy Murray. That was a special treat, folks. She makes me sweat. Well, we're going to do another tune here. We're going to get Larry back out if he's still smoking on a cigarette. No, he's done. Oh, cool. This is a tune he did on an album of his own called Artesia, and it's an old Paul Simon tune. Does anybody here remember Bleecker Street at all? Well, Larry did a number on this thing when he recorded it, and we're going to proceed to tear it up a little bit. I hope not in a negative way. So,
where's my...
Yeah, well, we need to sell some CDs here. He just gave me the... He said, tell him about his CDs. Like I said, we actually, Gene Hewitt and the Friends of Florida Folk up there have got all our CDs. Thank you so much. Have you all got your memberships? Friends of Florida Folk, do you hear that, Gene Hewitt? Friends of Florida Folk, please join. It's one of the best programs we've got in the state for this kind of music. Hear, hear. Hear, hear. And they've got our CDs up there. Please help us out. We really appreciate it. Well, Mr. Lawrence.
This tune's on one of my CDs called Artesia. I guess Mark already mentioned it, but I always liked this tune that Paul Simon did and Art Garfunkel. I like them as individuals also. I have quite a collection of them both. This is called Bleecker Street, if I can remember the words. Fog's rolling in off the deep river bank, like a shroud it covers Bleecker Street, fills the alleys where men sleep, hides the shepherd from the sheep. Voices speaking from a sad cafe, smiling faces try to understand. I saw a shadow touch a shadow's hand on Bleecker Street. Church bell softly chime in a melody so straining, and it's a long road again on Bleecker Street.
Bleecker Street. All right, folks. How many people here are Ralph Stanley fans? I like them, too. This is the old Clinch Mountain backstep. How are we doing on time here? Did they give us a... This is it, folks. They're giving us the finger back there.
Thank you all for coming out tonight, and be sure and stick around. There's more great entertainment.
Clinch Mountain backstep. One, two, three, four. Thank you. Larry Rice, folks. Chat, folks. Stanley. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Thanks for having us.
All right, let's hear it from Mark Johnson and Clawgrass, Florida's own. And y'all don't forget they've got their CDs and what have you on sale up there. All right, we know you've been out there a long time, and we're going to try to get things right on the road here. But if you want to stand up for just a second and straighten your drawers out, just go right ahead. We won't pay you no mind at all. We've got a lady that's coming out right now. Yeah, see, there was a lot of you out there had them wadded up, wasn't you? We know who you are now. But we've got a lady coming out now who is no stranger to this festival. She came here first when she was at the tender age of 17 with her parents, and she's been coming back ever since. And don't go anywhere, because she has got one of the finest voices and does some of the finest swing stuff that you want to hear. And she's got a fellow with her playing the dobro tonight. Al Gall will be out with her. And she has a cassette up at the FOF 10 as well. And we'll have a new CD out in about 2 weeks. If y'all would, let's get Becky Palmer to come out here and entertain you a little bit.
It's good to be back, and it's good to be back with Al Gall. I haven't played with him for a while, for many years. He's been up and hiding in Nashville, and it's really good to have him back.
It's good to be back.
Well, Mr. Moon above, have you seen my baby? Where the rooster's growing in heaven. Dawn, and I'm walking the floor since my baby's been gone. Well, if you see my baby, tell him to come home. You know I miss my baby, and I'm feeling so alone. I hope he won't be long, 'cause I'm going crazy since my baby's been gone. Baby's been gone, I got them moaning blues. Yeah. Since my baby's been gone, I just don't feel right. But I won't do him wrong till I ain't had no love in. Since my baby's been gone. tell him to come home. It won't be long, 'cause I'm going crazy since my baby's been gone. Since my baby's been gone, just can't sleep at night. But since my baby's been gone, I got the moaning blues. No loving since my baby's been gone. Oh, I won't do him wrong till I ain't had no loving. Oh, since my baby's been gone. See. This is one that I heard a rumor that a group did today. It's another one I wrote, and it's called Emily. Let's try this one. Lonely seems like yesterday when she walked those hills of bright red clay, through the pines to the church in the vale. Red-haired man with a gentle smile held her hand, walked her in style to the dance in town one Saturday night. Emily, your memories run sweet and clear, just like a river song through the years, like it was only yesterday. You can't see the gray-haired woman looking back at me. You're still that young girl in your dreams. And it only seems like yesterday. It only seems like yesterday when a young girl caught a bright bouquet while standing singing in a cheering crowd. And this red-haired girl standing looking at you now, tears and smiles reminds you somehow of your sister, but she died. She was a child. Emily, your memories run sweet and clear, just like a river song through the years, like it was only yesterday. Emily, you can't see the gray-haired woman looking back at me. You're still that young girl in your dreams. And it only seems like yesterday. It only seems like yesterday when you packed your bags and you ran away to the city of bright lights, promises. The song you're singing, we sang before on a vaudeville stage so long ago. but it only seems like yesterday. Emily, your memories run sweet and clear, just like a river song through the years, like it was only yesterday. Emily, you can't see the gray-haired woman looking back at me. You're still that young girl in your dreams, and it only seems like yesterday. Tenderness survived through years of heartache and of strife. You lived to sing and dance the finest halls around. And as you tell me goodbye and you take your leave, and you sing somewhere far inside your dreams, while a satisfied gleam lingers on your face. Emily, your memories run sweet and clear, just like a river song through the years, like it was only yesterday. Looking back at me, but you're still that young girl in your dreams, and it only seems.
Dance that happens once a year up in Olina. Starts Friday night and goes all the way till Sunday morning. Vernal's Equinox.
Which go last Saturday night. I had tickets to a show in a one-way ride. I waited for you till half past two. Your sister came along and she told on you. Well, you're thinking no better than to count on you. For the way you talk a man right out of the moon. Stand to down and have a feeling high. Don't you bother me with your alibi. Jimmy asked me to the dance tonight. I told him no, he never changed my mind. Yeah, I said, let's go, babe. Let's go dancing and romancing. Baby, let's go. Yeah, let's go. Come on, put on. Let's go. Yeah.
go. Come on, put on your dancing shoes. Forget about your blues. Let's go. I'm gonna put on a little powder and paint. I'm gonna put on my swirling skirts and my lace. You'll be sorry that you don't come too. Cause while you're in a smoky bar just to play in your pool, well, be under the stars and a big pale moon, dancing around in heaven. Don't you wanna go? Let's go dancing. Go dancing. Go dancing under the stars above, yeah. You know we'll be falling in love. Let's go dancing. Thanks a lot.
Miss Becky Palmer, how about that? She's great, a wonderful voice and a wonderful talent. All right, now we've been debating. We want to find out how many people we've got here tonight, so we've decided if you'll start counting off right over here in this corner, and when it gets to the back of the hill up there, if one of you come down and tell us how many we had, we'd appreciate it, okay? Okay, we've got a few numbers already.
Hey, you're on next.
Okay. All right, we've got a young lady that's come out here that's was supposed to be out a little later, but we're going to go ahead and let her come out here now. And I think all of you remember her, and she's certainly no stranger to this festival. She's been here telling stories. If you would, make welcome Aunt Peggy Smith.
And you could let me know. Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
Is this on? Yeah. It's not quite as hot tonight as it was last night, is it? It's a little bit better. You know, every time you open up the paper, you see where people are merging, where businesses are merging. I went to call my plumber the other day, and he's not there anymore. Somebody bought him out. He's bigger. Even the funeral parlors, the funeral homes aren't little anymore. They're bigger. I think all this started back when we were growing up. When we were growing up, the Atlantic Coastline Railroad was where my daddy worked. He was a conductor. The Atlantic Coastline Railroad and the Seaboard were the two railroads around our part of the country. They were fine, but the Atlantic Coastline was real good. It put food on our table. It was even put food on the table during the Depression. It put my sister and me through college. Great railroad. But then all of a sudden, somebody got the idea that they ought to merge with the Seaboard. They called it the Seaboard Coastline. Now, that's redundant. They should have called it the Atlantic Seaboard Railroad. But they, you know how people are. They decide things get better getting bigger. They don't leave it little. Well, Daddy was a conductor on the Atlantic Coastline, and every time he would come in from a run, he would always bring a moon pie. Now, those moon pies weren't little old dinky things like you get today with artificial chocolate on it. They had real chocolate on them, and they were big. They were really moon pies. So you get your teeth in that, and you don't want to stop. It's good. That today, that it isn't real chocolate. Anyway, those moon pies, they were in Daddy's grip the whole trip, and they tasted like the railroad. They were good. After supper, Daddy never had another colored shirt. He always wore white. And Mama washed those shirts. She washed those white shirts every day. Didn't have a washing machine. Didn't even have a dryer. But she would wash those white shirts and starch them. She would use the Argo starch, you know, in that white, red and white box. You cook the starch. She didn't fool with that old spray starch that I used. She really worked hard for Daddy. She would take his shirts and dunk them in that hot scalding water and stir up that old starch, and they'd come out stiff. She'd hang them on the clothesline because she didn't have a dryer. When those shirts got dried, Mama would sprinkle them and iron them. And they were so stiff. All Daddy had to do, Mama would just stand them up. And Daddy would back into them, put his arms in them, button them up. That's the way he wanted them, good and stiff. He wore those shirts, and always, I never saw him dressed any differently. He wore a vest to match his pants and a maroon bow tie. Now, he didn't use one of those old cheating bow ties that you snap on. He tied it, and he looked sharp. And then Daddy would sit down in his chair, pull out his old King Edward cigar, light it up, and I'd crawl up in his lap, and he'd start telling me poetry. He'd quote me poetry, and then he'd get into a story. Now, he loved telling a story about an old conductor up there in North Carolina. Old Joe Baldwin, you see, was an old conductor back in the mid-1800s. Now, Joe Baldwin picked up his lantern one night to go tell the folks where they were coming into Mako Station. He got his foot out there on the platform and realized his coach had come uncoupled from the rest of the train, and it was going backwards. Now, Joe knew he wasn't going to make it out alive. So he took his old lantern, and he's headed back to the back of his coach, stood on the platform, and waved the lantern on the oncoming train to let them know that there was trouble ahead. That train stopped. Joe's coach crashed into that engine, and during the wreck, his head was severed. They never did find it. But folks who saw it happen, several minutes after that wreck, they saw Joe's lantern going back and forth. Now, this is true now. This is a true story. I do lie some, but this is a true story. It really is.
How about a big hand for Aunt Peggy Smith? We thank you for filling in for it.
Thank you all so much, and have fun listening to Jim and Jesse. Thank you.
She's always a delight to have here at the festival, and we look forward to seeing her every year. We've got some fellas from Fort Pierce now that are going to entertain you with a couple of gospel numbers. And I think they're all about ready. If y'all would, make welcome the fabulous Voices of the South.
Good evening. Everybody doing all right?
Test.
Doing all right?
Check.
We're going to sing a couple songs for you. Is that all right? Song telling you, somebody got rid of the heavy load. Heavy load, load. Somebody got rid of heavy load, load.
Heavy load.
Somebody got rid
of
heavy load, load.
Heavy load.
Somebody got rid of
heavy load.
On a Monday,
on a Monday,
somebody Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Somebody got
a Tuesday.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
Somebody got a
Tuesday.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday.
Somebody got a Friday.
On a Friday.
Somebody got a
heavy load.
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
Somebody got a
heavy load.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Somebody got a
heavy load.
On a Sunday. Somebody got rid of the heavy load. One of these morning and it won't be long. You look for me and I'll be gone. I'm going on to heaven to sing and shine. Be nobody there to turn me out. Heavy load, heavy load, heavy load, heavy load. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Talking about the Holy Ghost. Somebody got the Holy Ghost. Somebody been born again. Somebody been born again. Somebody been watched, 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 watched. The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Got rid of the heavy load. We're gonna break it down a little bit for you now. Tell me how long.
Tell me how long.
Thank you.
The fabulous voices of the South. Yes, sir.